Hello and welcome to another edition of The Cool Jazz Countdown. I'm Marcellus Shepard, the bass man.
And this is Kyle LaRue, and we are back again with our survey of the top 10 jazz albums of the week based on local radio airplay, national jazz chart action, and listener feedback.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of Ten Chair Media and TVM Productions. Kyle LaRue, how you feeling, my brother?
Feeling pretty good, bass, and another week of the good stuff on tap with just enough movement to welcome a new entry into the top 10, as well as a re-entry we were first introduced to in 2022. And not to give away the game in the first few minutes of the show, but things will look and sound a little different by the end of the hour, bass.
Well, brother, today there's nothing wrong with letting the cat out of the bag. Yeah, brand new number one coming your way this week. And we say hello to Reagan Whiteside once again, and then a vibraphonist who you may or may not be familiar with, who's tackling a very large project. A lot to do over the next hour, so let's go ahead and count them down from 10 to 1 for the week ending June 9th of 2023. Well, we kick off this week's countdown with one of the best female vibraphonists that you've probably never heard of. Cleveland native and Berklee College of Music graduate and composer Cecilia Smith has been on the scene for about 30 years now as a recording artist, now on the Innova label. She recently released her biggest project to date, her NEA American Masterpiece Award-winning Mary Lou Williams Resurgence Project. Now, if you didn't know, Mary Lou Williams was a pianist, a composer, and arranger who had the pleasure of writing tunes for Monk, Duke, Benny Goodman, amongst others. She played a huge role in the swing era and even recorded over 100 records in her career as well. Well, this is an album that came to fruition after countless hours of being immersed in the Williams archive at the Institute of Jazz Studies. Now, Cecilia stands with her partners of swing here to include Lafayette Harris Jr. and Carlton Holmes, both of them sharing duties on piano and organ, and then bassist Kenny Davis and drummer Ron Savage. They present music that's either composed by Williams, composed in honor of her, or arranged and recorded by Williams during her lifetime. This one here is Volume 1, the Small Ensemble Repertoire, the Mary Lou Williams Resurgence Project with vibraphonist Cecilia Smith, making its debut in the number 10 position this week, here on The Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
a mighty task she has taken on and has done an amazing job doing it. Vibraphonist Cecilia Smith on Innova Records. This is the Mary Lou Williams Resurgence Project, Volume 1, Small Ensemble Repertoire, making its debut at number 10 here on our survey. LaRue.
All right, thank you so much, bro. Well, if there was, in fact, a doubt about the future of the flute in contemporary jazz, three examples immediately come to mind that allow me, for one, to rest easy at night on that issue. Althea Renee, Kim Scott, and Reagan Whiteside. These sisters are carrying the torch and keeping the flame with their individual and collective contributions to the genre on flute. Well, we got the first taste of Reagan Whiteside's most recent full-length album last summer, a project that features eight songs largely produced by the acclaimed production team of Dennis Johnson and Bob Baldwin. The title track from the album shot to number one on the Billboard Contemporary charts. And when she's not recording or performing on stage, you can catch Reagan on the air as host of her own show on Countdown affiliate WCLK in Atlanta on Saturdays. It's Miss Reagan Whiteside with her latest effort for the Randis Music label. It's called Thrill Ride, re-entering the survey to take the number 9 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Thank you. That's cool stuff right there. It's the latest from flautist Reagan Whiteside. You'll find it on Randis Music. The album's called Thrill Ride, re-entering our survey in the number 9 spot this week here on The Countdown. Bass?
Yes, well, family, we do invite you to stay connected with the Cool Jazz Countdown all week long via social media. We are on Facebook and Instagram at Cool Jazz Countdown. Photos, videos, reviews, the playlist, so you know what you heard. You'll find all of that again at Cool Jazz Countdown. Well, in the 8th spot this week, we find 48-year-old Grammy Award-winning saxophonist and composer Wayne Escoffery. He returns for his second release for the Smoke Session label, once again with his quartet mates of pianist and keyboardist David Kikoski and bassist Ugano Ogekwo, who's been with him since 2016. A drummer, Mark Whitfield Jr., is the newcomer here, taking over for the late Ralph Peterson, who passed in March of 2021. Now, Escoffery says that everyone on this album was chosen specifically for their sound and for what they would add to the project, including special guest Gregory Porter and trumpeter Tom Harrell. They all are like minds. Here is saxophonist Wayne Escoffery with Like Minds. It's in the number 8 position this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Let the world come on, and the meditations of all be acceptable. Thank you.
Rastafari. Yeah, you gotta love that there, man. Wayne Escoffrey got some help with Gregory Porter on the front end there. Like Minds is the name of the album. You'll find it on Smoke Session Records. And this week it slips to the number 8 position here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Bass, thank you so much. Now, if the name doesn't immediately ring a bell, just allow yourself a little space to embrace the sound and spirit of our number 7 artist this week. New Orleans native and guitarist Lemek Israel, known professionally as Lemek. He is the son of veteran contemporary saxophonist Quentin Gerard W. and grew up building a sound of his own based on the soul and jazz foundations of his dad, but also taking influence from guitar greats like Pat Metheny, Stanley Jordan, as well as influences from instrumental progressive rock artists and bands. Yeah, Lemek was winner of the first annual KRK Guitar Solo Contest at the 2020 National Association of Music Merchants, also known as NAMM, their show and conference in 2020. Lemek signed with Trippin' and Rhythm Records in 2021 and has been in the lab working on his debut album. We got our first taste of the album in September of last year, and now a second single has been released and already hit number 1 on the Billboard Airplay charts. Track features saxophonist and multi-instrumentalist Ryan LaValette. Let's check out guitarist Lemek with Groove Central. You'll find it on the Trippin' and Rhythm label and in the number 7 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Thank you. And there you have it, guitarist, composer, Lemmick. Did I mention? He's about 21 years of age, doing his thing. His latest for Tripping and Rhythm called Groove Central. Coming in at number 7 this week here on our survey. Bass?
Mm-hmm. Well, it is album number 19 for drummer and composer Jay Sennett. Now, he presents new music on his own label, J-Nut Music. This one is titled Commitment. For the 8th time, he's with pianist Alan Farnham and bassist Terry Burrell. Steve Wilson does work on both alto and soprano saxophones. And the new addition to the band is the legendary trumpeter Randy Brecker, who is serving as a special guest. Now, on the 10 tracks of this album, Sennett wrote 3 tunes, with Alan Farnham composing 2. And the remainder of the tunes, they take us down memory lane with some jazz staples and standards coming out of both the hard bop and post bop eras. Here's a classic quartet sound for you. It is Jay Sennett's 0 to 60 quartet on Commitment. It holds steady in the number 6 position this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. We'll be right back. truly solid. The album is called Commitment. It is on JNet Music. It is drummer, composer, clinician, and radio host Jay Sennett. Jay Sennett's 0 to 60 quartet, holding steady in the number 6 position here on our survey. Well, family, we have 5 more to go. Some serious musical chairs going on in the top 5, which will lead us to a brand new number 1. Who will it be? Keiko Matsui, Adam Hawley, Lewis Hayes, I don't know. Time will tell. Matter of fact, we'll know in just about 30 minutes. You keep it where you have it. The Cool Jazz Countdown returns after this.